I mean, we go over a lot of stuff, whether it be in the meeting and then taking it out there. And we always talk about communication. So whether it's walkthrough, full speed practice, that's always a big part of, you know, what we're trying to do, especially this time of the year. You know, one miscommunication could be the end of your season. So just trying to take advantage of that and being out there with the guys, you know, that, you know, getting some guys back, you know, and just having the whole group out there and walkthrough, talking, going over different things that we talk about in the meeting room. You know, I think that's a good part. You know, we have a week off and you have time to review 16 weeks of football, you know, what we did well, what we haven't done. So just going over that and then going out there and trying to execute it at a certain level for the walkthrough.
Do you guys get, do you look at that? I don't know if reward is the right way to look at it, but excited that, you know, Bill's not going to have you out there hitting each other in back-to-back days?
No, I mean, I think for me as an older guy now, you kind of realize that coach is doing what he thinks is best for us to go out there and try to be ready to go and get a win next week. So, you know, obviously our bodies are very happy. You know, we're not hitting each other for, you know, the bye week. But I think, honestly, we all feel like, you know, whatever coach decides is the best thing for us going forward.
What would you rather do? Would you rather get out there and kind of put the pads on, or would you rather just kind of just walk through it a little bit?
I'd rather do what coach says.
How much do you root for the teams, to, especially Pittsburgh, Cincinnati, there's a possibility, to go out and beat the hell out of each other? How much do you root for that and sit at home on Saturday night and say, I hope you guys just pummel each other?
I don't know. I never really think of it that way. You know, to me, it doesn't matter. I thought Baltimore and Pitt last year really went at each other. And then, I mean, you know, Baltimore came here with a chance to go to the AFC Championship game and totally locked in, ready to go. So, to me, it doesn't matter. You know, in the playoffs, if you win a playoff game and you move forward in the next round, you know, you're ready. You know, you're locked in. I don't care bumps, bruises. You know, it's win or that's the end of your season. So, you got plenty of time to get over anything that happens.
Is this bye week any different than years past? I mean, years past, usually you guys kind of went in, hit it high. This is a little different. You guys have struggled a little down the stretch. Is this a little different approach?
Yeah, I feel like every year I've been here has been kind of a different bye week as far as, you know, where the team is physically, where the team is mentally, what we need to do going forward. So, honestly, as a player, it's hard to even remember last year's bye week and everything. Once it goes on, it kind of blends together. So, excited for this bye week, I think, with the team and, you know, where we're at right now. Obviously a lot of negative stuff, but I think, you know, inside this locker room, you know, we know there's some things we got to work on, and we know we're in good shape going forward if we work on them.
How would you describe that, Patricia?
Intense. He's a guy, I think, that makes sure we're always kind of locked in. You know, he has a lot of different things he likes to tell us that, you know, gets us motivated, and, you know, I would say he really focuses on for us as a defense having a certain type of attitude, and I think he brings that every day. He has a certain way about him that, you know, I don't care what he's going through, whether it's no sleep, a lot of sleep, you know, having a baby born, he has a certain attitude that he brings to work every day, and I think the guys feed off of that.
How much are you looking forward to just being a fan this weekend and getting a chance to kind of watch some games, or will you, you know, kind of eat some popcorn, just kind of enjoy the games as a fan, kind of watch some of the playoff games?
Yeah, I mean, it's good just to know you get to rest a little bit, and you know, and I think it's always good when you watch football in the playoffs. You learn a lot situationally, you know, not even as much as trying to break down a team while watching a game or just being a true fan, but, you know, if you just pay attention to how the game's flowing and what's happening, you really can pick up a lot of things as far as, you know, situation, things that might, you know, happen one time all season, usually somehow find a way to come up in the playoffs. So I feel like every year you kind of learn something that you can take forward into the next game. No, but I think, you know, it's always, you know, we have some guys that are out that are leaders, the guys that have been around here. So I think, you know, that's always a boost seeing guys back. And like I always say, it's a close group in here. So I think we all get excited when we see guys are back and they're able to do what they love to do. So and then obviously from just a football standpoint, you know, when you get guys healthy that we're playing, you know, you hope they can pick up where they left off. But just, you know, usually a guy that's been out there, they can bring something to the table football wise. So it's not that easy to just say get healthy and we'll just pick up where we left off, but it's a start.
That boost that you were talking about, just
No, I think that's huge. You know, I think it brings excitement and energy to the team. You know, obviously you guys will see, but just even in the walkthroughs and practice, then when you move that over to game day, you know, I think that could be a big help. And like I said, having certain guys out there with their leadership and experience, you know, I think that always helps the team.
Is there ever a worry about a rust factor? Guys, you missed a certain amount of time. I mean, you missed two games, which I guess isn't a huge amount of time, but is that something that ever comes into play at this level or no?
Yeah, I mean, you always want to get back out there. It's, you know, you can go do a bunch of things, you know, whether it's running on a treadmill or catching, but it's nothing like being back on in a game day and out there playing. So, you know, even for myself, it's getting back into it, and the game feels different than when you're in practice because it's hyped up a little bit more, the speed's a little. So I think sometimes it's a little rust, but I think for each player it's different.
Are you happy you played Sunday in Miami for that reason to kind of shake some of that off?
A little bit, but I'm always happy to play. I hate not playing in games and watching my team go out there. So I think all of us, if we're healthy enough to be out there playing, we're going to go out there and play.